My work deals with how to use or how to exploit color information for feature detections. Essentially in image matching applications. So to understand the problem, we can here see an image and a bird. And we can ask what edges are important to detect this bird in the image. Of course, the answer are color edges. So how to we can quantify the information, the quality of in a quantitative way, how we can know what information is important or relevant for an image. So our goal, our problem in this first problem we have to face is how to obtain a general technique to exploit information for feature detection. The second one is the how to estimate the contribution of luminance and color edges. So in some sense, we need to transform a typical derivatives, our typical derivatives, into a new way. In such a way, we can quantify the information contained in an image. So that is the main goal for us. So we can define our goals in base of our two problems defined. The first one is apply an photometric transformation in natural images to boost color edges. The second one, evaluate the impact of each luminance and color for feature detection. And the second goal is how to, using information theory, establish a relationship between edges and its information content. So as previous work, we use the color saliency boosting algorithm. It has three main properties, which are it's based on information theory. It uses statistics from a Corel dataset, and it considers color derivatives as an ellipsoid distribution. As we can see here in the left, we have a typical color distribution, three-dimensional space. And we apply a decorrelation here to separate in some way the luminance and chromatic edges, obtaining these images. And finally, we apply our scaling, or so-called also whitening, to obtain a new color distribution in a more homogeneous way. That's the principle of color boosting algorithm. Okay, but this algorithm has some drawbacks. It's not a general technique because it's based on Corel dataset. We don't know the information content inside of edges. And we cannot balance the contribution of color and luminance information for edge detection or any kind of feature detection in the images. So our proposal to solve the problem number one is use a statistical model to natural images and separate the components of edges in using independent component analysis. And the second one is using the statistical model, estimate the information content of image edges. So here we can see an RGB color space image. All images, natural images, has three properties. Are The distribution are not Gaussian, as we know. The luminance and color edges are only partially correlated. And color changes are not explicitly represented in RGB color space. So we have here an image, the one example of spatial derivative. And here we can see, in some sense, the histogram of this derivative. This histogram can be used as probabilistic model, as was proposed before in another works. So we use this appearance model for natural images. And more specifically, we use a generalized Gaussian distribution to model the spatial image spatial derivatives. So this equation has two parameters, important parameters. One is the shape, is the thickness of these histograms. For example, here we have a distribution with a high thickness in comparison with the previous. And beta is a parameter called scale, which is the width of this distribution. For example, here, this distribution, it has higher scale in comparison with the previous one. So two important things in addition are that for gamma equal to 1, we have a typical Laplacian distribution, which is very used in modeling, image modeling, natural image modeling. And for gamma equal to 2, we have a typical Gaussian distribution. So it's, in some sense, it's a generic model to use in our algorithm. So how to separate the luminance edges from color edges? We define an algorithm based on independent component analysis. Our distribution is first applied a principal component analysis, and then is widened, this distribution, and finally is rotated as a independent component analysis defined. Finally, this last equation represents our color saliency algorithm function, the new color saliency algorithm function. So here we can see an example of the difference between use an open-ended space and use independent component analysis. For example, we have here an image, a strong shadow in the lowest part. We can see this shadow is affected in the luminance part of the opponent's channel, and also in the chromatic channel. So in our case, our algorithm can separate in a better way these shadow effects. So separating in a more efficient way the luminance and color and chromatic edges allow us boost or exploit in an efficient way the both informations. So this is a very important step. Okay, about information content of edges, we want to use information theory context to quantify the information content of the natural edges. So we have the definition of the information content of images based on a probabilistic distribution. So we have our model, which is defined as previous was. Combining both equations, we have this new equation. And finally, we can know more information about this equation because we are applying color distribution, a transformation to our color distribution. And finally, we have an interesting equation. That means that information content is proportional to the magnitude to the image derivative. So in the case, for example, the Laplacian, if we use a Laplacian model, we have a proportionality direct because gamma in this case is equal to 1. So, but what does that mean? Or why is important this derivation? Because with this mathematical formulation, we can estimate the relative information content of edges in images using information theory. And also here we can see that the usually color edges are more distinctive than luminance edges in general. So how to weight, in some sense, both contribution for feature detection. So we have defined a parameter called alpha. In that parameter, alpha equal to 0 means only contribution of luminance, and alpha equal 1 means only contribution of maximum contribution of color edges. So this is very important for our experiments. So in order to evaluate our proposal, we have extended the classical local feature detection. Here we can see a difference between use luminance-based detector and color-based detector for Laplacian of Gaussian detector and Harris-Laplace detector. As we can see, we can exploit in a more efficient way the chromatic information. So we use the framework based on image sequences, which contains several transformations as point of view, scale, blurring, illumination, and compression. So basically, our experiments are based in the two stages, the region detection and region description. We are incorporating here in region detector our algorithm, and we are using here a descriptor, very well known, a SIF descriptor and color SIF descriptor, to evaluate how to what is the impact of these descriptions. Well, for this, we are using a matching score, which is a very well known performance measurement. And well, for the ground truth, this framework uses homography to establish the relationship between sequences, image sequences. So for example, here we can see an images, image sequences, two images, and this is the most important part, this graph. Here we can see alpha, this x-axis. When alpha is equal to 0, we have a luminance-based detector, and when we have alpha equal to 1, we have color-based detection. So here we can, in both cases, in both sequences, we can see a positive impact in the performance for image matching. Also, in this equation, another well-known evaluation measurement is repeatability. We can see here, for example, the impact using color and also for description here, and color and description. So here, this is a intensity-based descriptor, and this is a color-based descriptor. And we can see in both cases, we obtain an improvement. So here, in the right graph, we can see the global result, in general, is a positive impact in our experiment. So, as conclusions, To achieve the goal number one, we have extended the color boosting theory to improve local detection, feature detection. Our experiment shows that our proposal improves detection. Our results also suggest that the matching score could be improved in around of 10% in average. And to the second goal was we have modeling the first order derivatives to establish a direct relationship between information content of edges and natural images. Thank you.
Have the parameter alpha for combining this information that you get from the luminance edges and the prominence edges. Mm-hmm. Do you see a way of estimating that, maybe how much, for a certain type of images, which could be the best alpha? Or?
Well, this is relative. In some images, there could be important the luminance information, because some areas, bigger areas, could contain luminance-based information. And in another cases, in typical natural images, the color is very important. Mm-hmm. But in some cases, could be both a better way. So in order to obtain the parameter automatically, we are not studying specifically this topic in the paper. But this basically we can use this for example in learning or whatever.
I may have missed this point, but what happens if you have a colored shadow?
What happens if I have a color channel?
A colored shadow.
Okay, in this case, the chromatic part is... Here, this color shadow will be reflected here in both or in the correct channel. What do you mean with in this case, because it's a color shadow, belongs to the color edges, so it's I don't know what it, maybe it's...
Essentially, it's uninformative. It's information-free.
Yeah, in some sense. That's why here we have... this parameter alpha is in order to obtain a trade-off, a compromise between several parameters, because feature detection is not belongs to only a one specific characteristic. So using the alpha parameter, we can establish some compromise between photometric invariance, distinctiveness, and signal to noise.
I want to ask, what if it's not a shadow, but it's like a black object? What will happen?
But remember that color is not a...
It's just a black object in the visual scene. For example, it's a dog, a black dog.
You mean the object...
Will it be considered as a shadow?
Okay, please explain me more, because an object, the color of any object is not an absolute value in some sense. It's a relative, according to the context or the background. What do you mean when you say...
I mean, if there is a just say it's a black dog, and also it has a shadow.
Okay, but what is the, in this case, what is the background color or the
background average? Color is, let's just say it's a different color. It's on the grassland.
Okay, in that case, you can use the alpha equal to zero, and you mean for detection or for establish the.
I mean the detection.
Detection. Okay, for detection, in that case, if we have an image with the dominance of luminous information, you can use the parameter alpha equal to zero, and is base your work on this detection.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.